When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Each week, I'd like to begin with a word about prayer. For in order for us to build a relationship with Jesus, we have to pray. It's prayer that connects us directly with Jesus, allowing us to speak with Him no differently than how we talk to our best friend. Jesus is our friend when we let Him in our lives and in our hearts. I didn't understand this for years, and as a result, I had no faith and no relationship with Jesus. That all changed for me in 2010 through a series of events that took place in my life, and today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about why we need to go to church and all the reasons why it benefits us when we do. On today's show, I am pleased that we will be hearing from Bishop Michael Saporito from the Archdiocese of Newark. But before we do, I wanted to speak with you about today's topic, and that is the Lord will provide. These four words have been said often, but I am not sure if we truly understand what they mean when we say the Lord will provide. I think sometimes those that doubt faith or question if God exists think of those who do have faith and believe as people that are naive, who look at God as a magician, because they hear phrases like, it's in God's hands, God will lead us, and the Lord will provide. These people often ask those who practice their religion questions like, how can you continue to believe in something like God when you're struggling just to pay your bills, or after your spouse died, or when being diagnosed with cancer? Then these people will say things like, surely no God would let that happen. And we reply, the Lord will provide. So what does that really mean? Well, very simply, if we do have faith, we need to understand that we have free will in how we live our lives. With that free will, we make decisions every day, and sometimes those decisions may turn out to not be good ones. Soon we find ourselves in trouble and pray to the Lord. Yes, the Lord will provide, but that does not mean He will take the problem away. But when we say the Lord will provide, by praying to Him and asking for His help, we will find the Lord giving us the strength we need to get through whatever difficulty we are facing. And yes, often we do eventually find ourselves in a better place because the Lord brings us there. When we say the Lord will provide, it does not mean that we no longer have to worry about paying our bills or needing a place to live. Those are things that we control. Yes, we should always pray to Jesus and ask for His guidance to make the right choices. And if we are patient and give Him time to lead us, He will, and yes, once again, the Lord will provide. Believing in God and having faith is not expecting life to be a fairy tale without any difficulties, because that's not how any of this works. But accepting the Lord, making Him an integral part of our lives, and praying to Him at least once a day allows the Lord to provide for us, which means watching out over us, helping us when we don't even know it, and leading us where He wants us to be. Understanding the meaning of the Lord will provide is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about the phrase, the Lord will provide, we can look to the Bible where it says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This Bible verse tells us that God and his kingdom of heaven need to be our priority with how we live our lives. And when it is, the Lord will provide for us. As Christians, we have to accept that our purpose here on earth is to live by following the laws and commands of our Lord so that we may achieve a place in heaven when we die. The first song I'm going to play today is called Through Your Eyes. The song is an image song showing us how the world would be if we could see it through the eyes of Jesus. When I wrote the verses for this song, I thought of how life is when we do not have Jesus in our hearts. Then in the chorus, what the world could be like seeing it through the eyes of Jesus. Please listen now to my song, Through Your Eyes.
We think we know and understand how to give of ourselves. We turn away from those in need and offer no help. Then we pray and thank you, Lord, and ask you to comfort us, ignoring all the wants of those in need. Because of fear, it's those we will not trust.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows. Go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
And now I would like to introduce a very special guest. His name is Bishop Michael Saporito. He is currently one of the bishops for the Archdiocese of Newark. Bishop Michael began his ministry first as a priest, became a pastor, and finally a bishop. Here now is Bishop Michael. Hi, Bishop Michael. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm very good, Art, and glad to be with you and those that are listening.
We're glad to have you. Well, Bishop Michael, why don't we begin with you telling us a little bit about yourself and what led you to becoming a priest?
Really, I think the thing that set me off to be a priest was in my late high school years, I had a wonderful experience on a retreat weekend, and that really opened my heart to just faith practice, in general. I was attending church, but I really made the connection once I had that experience on that retreat. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was leading to the priesthood at the time. I graduate of Rutgers University. My undergraduate degree was in accounting, and I worked for a public accounting firm in New Jersey. Wow. Long before I ever was thinking about going to the seminary. And then really responded to the call of the Lord a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And left that to go for my seminary studies.
So you started out as a priest and then eventually became a pastor. And you were a pastor of how many parishes?
I was a pastor of two parishes. Mm-hmm. For 17 years.
Wow.
One for 7 years and the second one for 10.
And then one day, minding your own business, the phone rang and they said, okay, now it's time for you to become a bishop.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. And I was totally surprised. Totally surprised.
I can understand that. All right. So now, as a bishop of the Archdiocese of Newark, you're overseeing about 73 parishes, being in charge of the Bergen County Division. What are some of your biggest challenges overseeing your parishes as a bishop?
Yeah, well, that's a little different of my role from being a pastor, where my concentration was on, you know, one parish and the circumstances that was in, and now the oversight of 73 parishes. And I think, first of all, the sheer number, mm-hmm. is a good size. And sometimes that can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And the great diversity in Bergen County, even, you know, where the parishes are located, you know, we have parishes in very rural settings, just more city-like settings, multi-ethnic communities. So that's a great blessing.
Right.
But also it can be challenging, you know, at the same time, bringing groups of people, different experiences together. Mm-hmm. and working with that. So it's not, it's not one size fits all for sure.
You're right. You know, we have about 28 different cultures in our parish. You're absolutely right. It can't be one size fits all. Well, here's a question for you. Knowing church attendance is at an all-time low, what do you see as the future of the Catholic Church? How can we get more people back to church attending Mass? And what do you see changing in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, even attending Mass is a thing that grows out of having faith in the first place. You know, I want to express my faith, so I want to be around other people that are doing it. So mm-hmm. I think part of this is a kind of return to the basics of our faith. Let's rediscover our story again, because that's where the power is, in my opinion.
Right.
That's what drew me into the faith, was just the basic story. Before we get involved in all the other traditions and all the other things that we have as Catholics, and we have many of them, and they're great, mm-hmm. but putting us in touch with the basic story of our faith gives us an opportunity to renew ourselves again. And that's why I think these synod discussions that are happening now throughout the world are really, really important for the future of Catholicism.
Hmm. Well, as you know, this show is somewhat geared toward those who may be struggling with their faith and have doubts. I was so far away from faith until 2010, when I had a life-changing experience that I have spoken about on the show many times. So as someone who has dedicated his life doing the work of our Lord, what advice do you have for anyone who is struggling with their faith or is trying to help a friend or family member find their faith?
Yeah, that's it's a great question. And I think that what I think about this is, first of all, to recognize that even people of faith myself. I have ups and downs, even as a bishop of the church, you know. Yes, I'm enthusiastic. Yes, I love the Lord. But are there days where there's doubts and challenges and questions? Of course there are.
Sure.
I'm a human being too. So that's not unusual just for people who feel like they're, quote, outside of the church. But I think the key, I think, is sometimes we hear a lot of things about church through, you know, different kind of media outlets or stories about the church, and particularly about issues and different things in the church. But I think first and foremost, before we get involved in any of that, is our relationship with Christ.
Right.
That's what led me to a deeper journey within the church. And I think trying to find that, putting yourself in places where you can have the opportunity to open your heart, not listening to somebody else, not letting somebody else draw you, but letting Christ draw you. So maybe trying a retreat experience, giving it a shot, or joining a small group with a friend who's going to read some scripture passages or things where, or some kind of a faith group that talks about faith, or trying to practice personal prayer yourself, where you're just saying, you know, Lord, I don't know how to figure all of this out. Help me, you know, something simple like that, to get yourself started and see where it leads you, because I think that's key to begin the connection.
Yes.
And then you'll want those other pieces, whether it's information, worship experiences, whatever, to deepen that initial coming to the faith.
Agreed and well said. Well, once again, this is Bishop Michael Saporito, and I want to thank you, Bishop Michael, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God. We look forward to having you back on the show again real soon.
Oh, you're welcome, Art. Good to be with you.
Thank you. As we continue with today's topic of the Lord will provide, we need to understand that everything we need from the Lord can only come through prayer. Prayer is how we talk to the Lord, and prayer builds a strong relationship with Him. When we pray, we need to thank the Lord for all we have, and we need to pray for others. We should pray for those who are struggling with some difficulty in their lives, and by praying for those people, the Lord will provide for them. Prayer strengthens our faith and our bond with the Lord. Along with prayer, we must also trust the Lord. The next song I'm going to play is called I Trust in You. When we trust Jesus, believe that He knows what is best, and follow His lead, we live a much happier life. When I wrote this song, I thought of how foolish we are when we choose to go about our daily lives without Jesus, but how much better life is when we do. Please listen now to my song, I Trust in You.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, today is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus tells a parable about a king throwing a wedding for his son, and he sends out his servants to invite guests. But after two attempts, no one accepts. On the third attempt, the king allows anyone who wishes to attend. However, when the king arrives, he sees one guest not dressed in wedding attire, and when the person is asked why, he has no response. This gospel has tremendous meaning for our faith. Jesus is telling us that anyone is allowed into the kingdom of heaven, regardless of their past, as long as they choose to repent and follow the Lord with all their love and devotion. The guest not properly dressed symbolizes those who say they believe but do not. I chose for today a variation of Psalm 23 with a song version of The Lord is My Shepherd. In writing this composition, I wrote the lyrics rather than using the ancient text to make it easier to understand. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd.
My shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. Lying in green pastures, he brings me such peace. Beside resting waters, he shows me the way. He is guiding, providing the road toward him. How could I ever walk away? There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. I fear no evil, for he is at my side, giving me the courage to be strong. Achieving, receiving all of his gifts, and helping me to know where I belong. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. Nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. His goodness and kindness follow me, leading me on the path that is right. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need.
wish I was. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing, no nothing, I shall want. Ooh, there is nothing I shall want, I shall want.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows. Go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled Choices by M.S. Lowndes. I choose to trust in God and leave it in His hands. I choose to love my neighbor and treat them with respect. I choose to respond like Jesus when anger starts to rise. I choose to forgive others because Christ first forgave me. I choose to live in God's peace when I give Him my concerns. I choose to be led by God's Spirit and walk in His power each day. I choose to become more like Jesus and walk in His victory. I choose to offer praise to God when my soul is overwhelmed. I choose to set my mind on Christ, not on worldly distractions. I choose to be obedient to God even when I don't understand. I choose to live a surrendered life to the one who does understand. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. You'll find me every week right here on this podcast channel. I would like to thank my special guest, Bishop Michael Saporito. Reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Talk to Him now and talk to Him like He is your best friend. There's nothing you can't tell Him, and He does listen. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next week right here on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!